Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
On Radio Law Talk, I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Cunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 11th of February, 2023, hour number three. We have a great time doing Radio Law Talk. If you missed hour one and two in the Murdoch trial, by the way, next week, tune in 9 to noon live. We're going to be following this trial all week and talk about it. It is fascinating. You know there's going to be a movie about this case, but we're also going to talk about, we're finishing up, we finished hour two about a very interesting breastfeeding case that we're just going to finish up on, and then a very interesting case out of Chico, California that took decades to solve, and then we're going to talk about the latest Rust case, and Brett Favre files a lawsuit. Who does he file a lawsuit against? We're going to talk about that, and we do have case or no case also. Remember, we're talking about things that are just general topics of law. Don't take everything serious. Seek local counsel. We are not giving legal advice. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. And if you want to go to our website, RadioLawTalk.com, you can find the podcast. These are all podcasts. You can search by a specific name, Rust case, and it'll show you what dates we talked about it, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really interesting to go back and see some of the stuff that we talked about, especially I'm not going to pat ourselves on the back. We're not always right, but it's like we nailed it. We mentioned it and some fun things that we talk about. But, again, this is for entertainment purposes only, so don't get overly involved with it. We are right now, I'm going to arguably the second biggest radio law show in the United States. That's arguably push us out, everybody, to make us number one. We're trying. 6 years we've been doing this, and Todd, Denise, and I have been from the beginning, and Cal has produced it from the beginning. This is our little family, and we really appreciate you listeners. Some from the Amargosa Valley in Nevada. I'm going to say a shout-out. We're one of the original first followers. KBLF.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
KBLF and KRAC out of Red Bluff, Redding area. We're one of the first ones to carry us also. Shout-out to those small communities. We actually do in Auburn, California, that goes all the way to Sacramento. We have K-High was one of the first ones to carry us.
Great station.
They actually have AM and FM now.
Yes,
so
they do.
They're growing themselves.
And that was, they've carried us from day one. We have a lot of them, and I thank them. In Ely, Nevada, carried us. And it's just all these wonderful stations.
After 6 years, Fred, an overnight success. Also, KBAR in Burley, Idaho. Let's not leave out the Burley.
That's not the original one. Yeah, right. But why is that so important, Cal? Tell us.
That's where I was born, and that's where you spend a little time.
That's Cal's. And Cal started out in radio as a young'un in Idaho.
Very small.
I keep waiting for that call. I keep waiting for a caller to call in from the Amargosa Valley and claim, well, I was abducted by aliens, and I told my alien abductors, you can take me, but I got to be back by Saturday morning so I don't miss Radio Law Talk. That would be awesome.
And the aliens apparently replied, we don't miss it either.
We don't miss it either.
855 Law Radio on Amargosa Valley. Those of you who haven't been here long enough, the joke was about 6 years ago we had another co-host here, and he laughed and he said, there ain't nobody from Amargosa Valley listening to us. Dude, that is such a... nobody listen. Ring, the phone rings. Sure enough, was his name Bill? I think his name was Bill.
Yeah,
he was a trucker.
So. Yeah.
He was a trucker.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm listening. Yep, and it was like, oh my gosh. And then he said, I'll pay you $20, Fred. And sure enough, he didn't pay me the $20 until later.
He claimed a technicality.
Yeah.
His technicality was the caller was from the Amargosa Valley, but happened to have been on the road
in LA.
LA. And his sister had called him and said, you got to call in right now.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, because Chris said, if anybody from Amargosa calls, I will pay them $20. Well, Fred had Chris's back and paid him, and Chris never paid Fred's
back. I paid the $20 to the guy just because
Fred's still waiting.
Oh, yeah. Chris, I'm home.
Kind of like Murdoch's best friend.
He was hauling one of the Amargosa Valley's core products. He was hauling alfalfa.
Yeah, hay. Is big, and believe it or not, they have a, let me say, an interesting hotel there at one time. I don't know if it's still there, but let's just say an interesting hotel. Is that true, Kevin?
Where the girls are out of this world. That's what they said when they answered the phone.
That's what they said. Oh, my gosh. We love Amargosa.
Yeah, and they listen to us, too.
They do. Everybody listens to us. Well, call in if you want to say hi. So, Cal, let's just do our case or no case so we can get that thing going and over with.
All right. We can do that. We'll just go ahead and go right there and say
now it's time to play case or no case.
We got a little bit of time, right, Cal?
We do. I think I can get the intro, the setup here. A few people have had a larger Few people have had a larger or more positive impact on the way we drive than William Phelps Eno. Is the name familiar? He's called the father of traffic safety and maybe the father of liability lawsuits. The New York-born Eno invented the stop sign at about the dawn of the 20th century, once traced the inspiration for his career to a horse-drawn carriage traffic jam he experienced as a kid in Manhattan in 1867. About a dozen horses and carriages got all jammed up. He said nobody knew what to do. So he put up a yellow, or was it a white, stop sign in his neighborhood. The yellow was the original standard color, by the way. Nobody then knew what to do. So there were a few accidents, some with injuries, and finally one pedestrian, a fatality, was involved. Eno was held to blame by the state of New York for his signs. They said he interfered with the normal flow of traffic. The signs did. And the city took the complaint all the way to the state attorney general to see if they had a case to get Mr. Eno to stop with the stop signs or keep his nose out of the traffic business. And the question is it case or no case? Denise, what do you think about this?
My pen just ran out.
Here you go. Here's the one. Here you go.
Uh-huh. I got a radio law talk pen I can let you have.
1887?
Well, that's when the traffic jam was. The invention of the stop sign came in about 1900, 1901, somewhere in there.
It was 13 years of chaos.
Yes.
From the...
This traffic jam just made him crazy. He didn't know what to do.
And it was horse-drawn traffic jam.
Yes, originally.
Well, obviously that would make sense because horses don't read.
They don't draw either.
But they can count. Okay. Wilbur. All right.
Well, this must be hour three.
So the question is, did the state attorney general bring a case against William Phelps Eno?
William Phelps Eno, yes.
To make him stop putting up the stop signs.
Yeah.
That's the question.
And keep his nose out of the traffic business, yes.
Did he put the stop signs on places other than his own property?
Look, people got the idea, said, can I have one? Can I have one? And they started spreading around his neighborhood. Yes, that's what happened. Yeah.
That's really an interesting one.
Yeah. Oh, you did it, Denise.
I know.
Denise won because she got stalled long enough that she can think about it through the break. So she is the queen of stall. We'll be back after this to know whether or not the horsies can read a stop sign or not.
What is the legacy of Mr. Eno? We'll tell you in a little bit right here on Radio Law Talk with Denise Turks, Fred Penny, Todd Kiernan, and, of course, Frederick Penny. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ever. Not rarely.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @radiolawtalk.com. .com.
All right. The horsey. And the stop sign case. What say you, Denise, whether or not his putting the stop signs up, this individual, William Phipps, whatever, is... Was he prosecuted, you're claiming?
No, they just told him stop doing it. That's not your job. Yeah.
Whether or not that actually happened, and whether or not he was the father of the stop sign.
Yeah, he definitely was him.
A figment of my imagination. It's what happened. Except for the lawsuit part.
Awesome. So we're the winners.
Mr. Eno developed the first traffic plans for New York City, Paris, France, London, England. In 1921, he founded the Eno Center for Transportation, which is still in business today. But ironically, the reason I wanted to do a case or no case on this, I was reading his biography and found out that he died in Connecticut at the age of 86 at 1945, and had never driven a car in his life.
Wow. And he's the stop sign
guy. He was a stop sign inventor. He was the guy that brought order to the chaos.
He
would be an anti-hero, in my opinion, if he would have invented the roundabout. But anyway,
oh,
I hate him.
The roundabout. I'm not a roundabout fan
no,
either.
Case or no case. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Because every time I'm like going around, it's like, oh, wait, do I turn here? Oh, who's going to?
Exactly.
Which guy am I watching?
And they say they cut down on collisions. Look at all the glass in the lanes in the roundabout. About say, I think people bump things into the sides of each other in those deals.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah. All right, well, there we go.
That's case or no case. And
appreciate it. Yeah.
That's some good ones for you next week.
Okay, so Denise, you were talking about hour two, the Virginia mom that's ordered to stop breastfeeding, and you're going to finish up about that issue. And you have said, as a divorce / family law attorney, that and this man's argument is they're using the breastfeeding, his former wife, or the one that he's getting divorced from, is using the breastfeeding issue as, a way to get more child custody. And you said that does happen at times. They try that. But what's going on here with this?
Well, the Virginia mom was breastfed their son, who is now 2 years old, but had breastfed him through his nursing time. And she was committed to breastfeeding their daughter at the same time. Well, when not at the same time, but also. And the judge said that the mother was using breastfeeding as an excuse for her not to allow the father to have his normal parenting time with the 6-month-year-old. And the father, the funny thing about it is, the father's name, his name was Ridgway, he complained about the breastfeeding and that it interfered with his time, but he also was really committed to allowing the breastfeeding to go on until the child was 6 months old, and then he was, she could still breastfeed, and he would then bottle feed, right? And the judge went as far as to say, no, you need to put the child on a bottle now. And basically told her she wasn't going to breastfeed. And it didn't say you can't breastfeed anymore, but she has to be placed on a bottle. The child did. And he went also so far as to order the father to have 4 visitation days and overnight visits. Now, this is going to matter if it's in a week or in a month or 2-week period. It doesn't really say what period. If it was a week, certainly that's, in my opinion, way too much. Because a 6-month-old is going to have a difficult time being away from the other parent that long. If it's during a month, that might be appropriate. 4 times a month, once a week or whatever. That would seem like it'd be appropriate until the child's used to going away and spending the night and all of that. But somebody who has really stayed abreast of this situation has been Todd. And so I'm going to kick it over to Todd for him to tell me why I'm wrong.
Thank you very much, Denise. Thank you. As a non-expert in the field, let me just say that I think in this case it's important to
make sure that we pay attention to exactly what the judge said, because it's being reported. It's being reported as judge orders mom to stop breastfeeding. And even the quote from the mom in various articles that I've read says, why are they forcing me to stop breastfeeding? This was the order of the court back in November. Mind you, the child was born in July. So November was about 4 months old. The judge ordered the mother to, quote, make every effort to place the child on a feeding schedule and use a bottle. That was the court's order, and that was partially in response to the mother saying, look, pumping doesn't work for me. It's difficult. I can't do it. The court said make every effort. And now the matter is set for a hearing in April where the mother will go back with her pediatricians and everything, probably to answer the court's question as to why they can't put the child on the bottle. So it's not that the court has said you're not allowed to breastfeed anymore. The court has said make every effort to do it. And then we'll readdress this in April. We also need to remember, and I'll wrap up with this, that, look, the father has rights too, and he's entitled to visitation 4 days a week, which is nearly impossible if you're saying child needs to be fed every hour, every 2 hours, and will only drink breast milk and I can't pump. So at what point does one person's parental rights get trumped by another person's preference for feeding? That's going to have to be worked out, but it's not done yet. The court did not make the order that the press is reporting.
He just said don't game the system, right, in effect. In other words, make sure you make
use your best efforts.
Yes, yeah. Use your best efforts and get the child on a bottle.
Well,
I mean, that makes sense,
just
too.
Get along. Let's everybody get along. I'll take care of it. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk, where everybody does get along, including with you. We'll be back. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA News Update. More survivors have been pulled from the rubble of a 7.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria. Two women rescued on Saturday are among 67 survivors who have been pulled from the rubble in the past 24 hours, according to Turkey's vice president. The death toll from the earthquake has now topped 24,000. Over 1 million people have been left homeless. 5 million people in Syria alone are displaced. About 80,000 people hospitalized from the earthquake. The Pentagon says it shot down a high-altitude object that entered U.S. airspace. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the military had been tracking the high-altitude object over Alaska for 24 hours.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Efforts are currently underway to recover debris from the object. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We're talking about so many things. I don't even remember what we're talking about. What are we talking about? We're talking about the... We finished up on the breastfeeding case, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's talk about the Chico case. That's the one that's interesting. So, in 1980, in a small town in Utah, which is... Happy Valley, that there's rarely ever a murder. 1980, there was a 91-year-old man that was sitting quietly in his house, and an individual broke in, beat him to death. He actually died later on. He was 91 years old and stole stuff from his house. This was this defendant that was by the name of William Harrison Clayton, who was just, by the way, arrested in Chico, California recently, within the past few weeks, and found to be the guy that was the murderer that got convicted, went to jail, and they shipped him to Nevada. And the big question is, everyone's like, wow, how did that happen, that he went to a Nevada prison when he's convicted in Utah? Well, I generally know the answer. I don't know the specific answer, but the general answer is, just because a lot of times they, like the state of Utah, will have a contract. If their prisons are too full, they'll ship it to them to another state, and another state prison will take them, and they get paid to take these other prisoners. So that has happened before. It's not unusual. This guy, apparently, here's the biggest issue. So he gets put in prison in Nevada. And then he and a couple other guys break out of prison and get away. And he gets away, and the three people that broke into prison, they commandeered one of the station wagons of the prison and rammed it through one of the gates and took off. And he was later found and grabbed because they found a couple of things. First of all, they found he was using the credit card bearing the name of that individual, after the crime was committed. And then he also...
You mean other deceased?
Yeah, the deceased.
Okay.
And also, you know, he was wearing this yellow baseball cap and stuff. So they find him. They eventually get him, right? They bring him back, and he's on. Then he gets on parole, and apparently, I don't know the details of it, but somehow he breaks his parole, and he's gone. They just don't know where he is, and they find him. What, 40, 50 years later, when he's 72 years old in Chico, California, he's getting in fights, and he's homeless at a homeless shelter, and they're like, wait a minute, we know who you
are. Hey, this guy, yeah.
40 years ago, yeah, so he's been arrested, but it tells you, Denise, you said, you know, what goes around is going to come around eventually, right? 72
exactly.
years old. So when you hand that dollar to that homeless guy, again, I'm not ripping on homeless. Here's my, you know, disclaimer. Blah blah blah. When you hand the buck, you never know. You might be handing it to a murderer. I don't know. I'm not saying they are, but it's interesting. This case shows, wow, bizarre. Here's this dude that's been homeless, walking around and asking for help, and they've been looking for him for a long time.
I know he's been on the streets for 40 years.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, how did he get out the second time from the prison?
They ran the car through, remember?
They caught him the very next day, and he was unarmed, and he...
Parole.
And he didn't resist arrest.
No, he did his time, but then he got out somehow on parole, but he broke his parole.
And then he absconded his parole, as
right,
they say,
so that's
right?
The same. So his parole, he didn't show up to his parole officer, he left, and he didn't follow through with his parole. That's what
got it.
Yeah, so, but they look at him for 30, 40 years, and he took off from, you know, parole means, a lot of times paroles, and I don't know the exact years, 5, 6 years, 5 years, 4 years. You know, it could be a long time.
And that's if you don't abscond.
Right.
And if you do abscond from parole, well, you know, the parole period is told until they find you. Right. And,
wow.
And parole, by the way, means on my honor. So that didn't work out that well.
Right.
In today's world, with social media, with all the stuff going on, he really had to go off the grid, you know, to be able to out that long.
And in Chico, there was an effort to get homeless people housed. And so there's an ongoing court case, big discussion about that. So, and so they go to homeless and say, we're going to put you in a shelter, put you in. And many people say, I don't want to go. That may be a reason why.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, though. We got in a fight. That was the issue.
Yep.
And that's what happened, and that's how they found him. And but boy, 40 years later, they finally find the guy. But what bothers me, I'll just be straight up and honest. Apparently, it was a, it was not a. What was he convicted? It was a. Let's see. He didn't sound like he didn't serve a lot of time. But my point is the guy that walks in and beats a 91-year-old to death.
Takes a life. Right.
Takes a life. Well, I mean, look, here's an elderly gentleman, you know, enjoying life, his last, you know, with his feet up and his little watch, whatever he's doing, and he beats him to death when he's age, I put down his age, he was 30 at the time.
Wow.
And walks away. Doggone it, I'm not very sympathetic to those people.
No.
I'm sorry. No. I am not sympathetic to that guy. I'm
sympathetic to the victim. You're talking about the killer.
I am not sympathetic to the killer.
Right.
One bit.
You can run, but you cannot hide.
Yeah.
Let's also remember that the conviction that he's convicted after a jury trial, maintained that it wasn't him. Right. He appealed the conviction, but he was convicted of second-degree murder, not first-degree murder.
That's what it was.
And because of that, obviously, you've got it's none of these life without parole or anything like that, but... It was that conviction, and he maintained, even though he had the credit cards, he maintained that he hadn't done it.
And his hat. He had the hat that he left.
Yeah.
Talk about the trajectory of one's life changing from an early age because of a heinous act, right? I mean, this guy's...
30, though. He should know better at 30. I don't know, man.
You would think.
Anyway, let's talk about Brett Favre. I can talk about that all day. So, Brett Favre. I'm a fan of Brett Favre. I think Brett Favre was
a lot of good work,
and he's from Mississippi, and he went to Southern Mississippi, and University of Southern Mississippi was his alma mater, and he apparently there was a $77 million in the state of Mississippi that was set aside for the state's neediest families, right? It's for helping them out, you know, and all
welfare,
different things, mm-hmm. right? And here's what's interesting, that I'm a little, okay, he's not being prosecuted by anything for any criminal act, but so what he did as a player and a famous football player, he went out on a series and did speaking events on television, you know, to, I don't know, you know, they raise money. Celebrities do that all the time. But believe it or not, guys, they get paid for that. That's not free. They don't just always go out and do it for free. So he got paid $1.1 million to go ahead and get and basically be a spokesperson for, you know, bringing in more money, et cetera, et cetera. Well, apparently a number of people absconded. They're claiming allegations of people within the government, et cetera, that absconded some of this money improperly. And they're starting to bring, allegations to, of people who defrauded this $77 million in the poor. One of it, they're trying to claim, some are claiming that Mr. Favre got some money for his alma mater for a new, volleyball court. Right?
Yes.
And so all of this is going on. So what happens? Who wants to go on? What happens? There's some individuals that go on and start talking about Brett Favre.
Yes. I mean, let's face it. If all this was true, the big name associated with it, not necessarily charged or anything, but the big name associated was the former football player Brett Favre. Well, as soon as that gets out, a bunch of people talking about it on their shows, two individuals in particular, Pat McAfee, who used to be a punter for the Indianapolis Colts, and he has a very popular podcast, and Shannon Sharp, a tight end for the Denver Broncos, whose older brother used to be a wide receiver for the Packers, played with Brett Favre. These two individuals, Brett Favre is now alleging, made defamatory statements on their respective shows that went beyond the pale, and he's suing for, what's the total amount he's suing for? I don't recall, but he's suing both of them for defamation because of the statements they made. Now listen, they're claiming, I saw Pat McAfee says, well, yeah, we said allegedly, but the claims that are being made, it's like even if you say allegedly, you can't say this is allegedly and then call a guy a thief and say he stole money from the poor and do all that. That allegedly isn't necessarily your get-out-of-jail-free card for him, and Brett Favre has taken him to task because of the statements they made.
We got a lot more to talk about. There's things popping up. We're going to be on a really quick, and then we're going to go through some cases really quick. Then we're going to do what? Our quick takes at the end. Yeah, we'll be back.
Love that. That's all coming up on Radio Law Talk right here, so stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people, frustrated trying to get business capital, want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation, GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Man, we're having some great times here. So, Alec Baldwin, let's talk about, this was the interesting one. You know, we thought his case was settled, at least the civil part, because he settled with Helena Hutchins' family, but now the mom and the dad of Helena Hutchins, who live in Ukraine, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Are now suing Alec Baldwin. Now, I'm a personal injury lawyer. And I thought I knew everything about personal injury in California. Maybe I don't. I'm just like, because here's the progression in California. Who can sue? Who can sue for a wrongful death? It is first the heirs under that are the children and the spouse. If the children and the spouse are alive, then that's it. In some states, I know Texas, you can do the children, the spouse, and the parents can sue. But in California, it's the spouse and the children. And if they are suing, I don't know how they were able to sue yet at this point. And maybe I'm not trying to be embarrassed or something, because we have a reputable firm. My partners are superstar trial lawyers. But anyway, I'm not quite sure. I haven't looked into how or why. But it's interesting how Alec Baldwin thinks he's, okay, I'm done, everything's settled out, and boom. But then the other issue is, how are they going to be able to do anything if they can't get out of Ukraine? What?
Well, are you assuming that it's in California law, or are you, because it happened in New Mexico?
Well, that's what he said. It was filed in California.
Looking it up, it was filed in L.A. County Superior Court. They're represented by Gloria Allred, famous high-profile attorney that files a lot of these
lawsuits. Not as high-profile as me.
That is correct.
She can take a backseat to
Frederick Penny. She's in the ballpark, but not really.
Frederick Penny. She's backseat to Frederick Penny.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sticking to that story.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be an interesting one to follow.
Yeah. Anyway,
I imagine there's going to be a lot of legal challenges to the complaint. More than likely, there's going to be demurs or challenges to whether or not there's an actual case or a claim that could be stated. You know, so we're going to see a lot of stuff come out of this, I think.
Interesting thing. I know we're not going to. I just want to throw. This up. I don't hear hardly anything about this.
That's true. This came out. Now, look, the allegations arise out of a February, note the date, February 2020. And this was really at the height of the Me Too movement. There were a lot of reactions to anything even remotely close to these kind of allegations. So the two players were in the atmosphere 4 years ago, or 3 years ago, they were removed from the football team. But look, I will say this about these charges. There was video, and it's contested because the victim is very teary, very crying.
Right.
And it's not as, I consented to it. Good. There were questions about it. But listen, the jury relied on that. But let's remember this about our criminal justice system. The criminal justice system does not protect against innocent people being convicted of things that they didn't do, innocent people being charged with things that they didn't do, guilty people actually being convicted. It does not guarantee that. The criminal justice system says that when there is a dispute like this, the guarantee is that you will be afforded due process. It's not just you're guilty here. And so to that extent, I do agree with you, Fred, because these people are treated like they're guilty, even though they haven't had the full due process, and good luck trying to recoup that.
Right. But they're kicked off before they even got their day in court. They're kicked out of the Ohio State football off the team.
Has to be some kind of a policy with Ohio State, because one thing they were told that by another person was that if they have sex with anyone, they need to make sure that they could procure evidence.
Do video.
Yeah, procure evidence to show that it was consensual. Mm. So my feeling is, because this evidence, she was crying in it and all of that, it didn't show consent necessarily.
That's what they're trying to claim the prosecutors.
Yeah, so that's why, that's also why I think they were kicked off the team.
Gotcha, okay.
And let's also remember that oftentimes, this is more in pro sports, but I could see it being a college football policy, there's a morals clause, which is you are to conduct yourself in such a way that it does not bring any suspicion of tarnish the image of the team. And so if they're removed, it could be, I don't know the specifics, but it could be not because the team thought they were actually guilty of the crime they were charged with, but because they engaged in conduct that brought a bad image on the team, morals cause, club, they let them go.
I mean, everybody's going to get kicked off if they have a relationship with a person. I don't know, man. Does
well,
that mean
there'll
be no one on the team, right?
If they don't procure the appropriate evidence.
Well, I mean, in the NBA, I know this for a fact. I chatted with a guy who went to these classes. They talked to them about what to do in intimate contact, using particular protective devices, gathering them up, doing things so there's no evidence left on the scene.
Well, how about this? How about just a contract and a video? Okay. All right. Before we're getting going here, here's a contract for my lawyer. Sign this. By the way, bring your lawyer in really quick. And, oh, here's a video. Will you tell me this is consensual? Yes, it's consensual. All right, ready to go. Well, that blew the mood. I'm not interested.
It needs to have an NDA portion of it, too.
But here's the thing, because I was thinking about that, Fred, and here's the thing that concerns me with this, is that let's say for the sake of arguments, you got the signed contract before you engage in anything, you got somebody on video before you did something like that. That consent can be withdrawn at any time.
Correct.
And if somebody thinks, some guy thinks they've got this consent because they got it on video, that it's no holds barred, and if the person withdraws consent, they're still good to go. No, that consent can be withdrawn at any time.
So not only would you have to have consent prior and have proof of that consent prior to the act, but then you have to have the follow-up proof after the act that there was consent. I mean, that's the truth.
Just video the whole thing.
Oh, God. Right.
No consent for that. I mean, it's a tough situation.
It is. It is.
Yeah, the answer is.
Or,
One thing I do know, though, is that at the end of every show, we do something where we ask people two things, their quick take and today, their Super Bowl prediction. And so who wants to go first with that? Mr. Penny, you got your quick take?
Sure. I'm not going to tell you everything. My quick take is, don't touch that dial. I'm not using any phrase from the 70s, but don't touch your dial on the radio, because keep it on Radio Law Talk for the next few months as we follow the crazy Murdoch trial. This is going to be fun and interesting. Sad, but fun and interesting.
Eagles or Chiefs?
Neither.
Okay.
They both lose.
Todd?
Allegedly, it's not the get-out-of-jail-free card that you think that it is when you're talking about cases. Realize I said that before. And Eagles or Chiefs? Oh, good. I'm Chiefs.
Good one. Denise, what say you?
I say that I think would be wise for Radio Law Talk to now get consent from the listeners in advance to avoid us having any problems with consent.
There we go.
And, Chiefs, because of my neighbor, Randy Green.
Oh, cool.
All right. Cool. Thanks for joining Radio Law Talk, and have a great weekend. We appreciate you listening to us. Tell your friends, family, neighbors about Radio Law Talk, and call your local radio station. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Keenan, and Cal Hunter, signing off.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.